WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WKR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
You fucking funny asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm gonna stick it up your fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Alejandro Estrada.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to our post WWE Fast Lane review show. The final pay-per-view before WrestleMania, the final chance to set everything up.
This year, no roadblocks.
Speed bump.
Yeah, speed bump, pit stop, whatever the hell this is. They call it Fast Lane, but they also call it the last stop before WrestleMania, so I don't understand it.
I couldn't help you on that.
Well, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. We asked Heartbreak Mike to explain it to us, and he popped, so he's not joining us tonight. But we do have the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a beautiful, or should I say bootyful, Sunday night. It's a bootylicious show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, talking Fastlane, the pay-per-view.
I can't help but feel like you're trying to convey something.
Yeah.
Wait till later in the show.
It was a beauty night. Is what it was, Mike.
It's Australian now. I don't know. I don't understand.
This is why I never should tell Tim things ever. He makes awful puns.
Because it's on purpose that I'm making bad puns. What the hell am I doing with the New Day catchphrase? You'll find out. It's a big, big deal. So no matter what we do tonight, no matter how much we piss you off, stay tuned for the announcement.
Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, fast.
Yeah, the hints just piss you off.
Yeah, let's go. Anyway, this was
really
a, what?
Nothing.
So I have a question for all you people.
What's your question?
You people in the chat room, on the Twitters, and here on the show. Dolph Ziggler on the pre-show claimed in 13 years he's never missed any time except for a week. Due to injury.
I heard that and I immediately in the back of my head called out bullshit.
Concussion.
Maybe he just doesn't remember that period.
Rio.
It might be that concussion. Maybe he just doesn't remember.
Your World Heavyweight Championship reign.
The one success he had. So, you know.
Lasted a day and a half.
He was out like 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
Yeah, but they still played it up like he just didn't want to come and defend his title. So he, technically, he hadn't missed any time.
Liar!
Okay.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I think Omega calls bullshit. I'm not sure, but it's what it sounds like.
So, that was...
Well, that's gross.
That was his social media exchange tonight on the pre-show. It was Breezango and Ty Dillinger. Yes, they found Ty Dillinger. To take on Mojo Rawley, Shelton Benjamin, and Chad Gable.
Stan got kicked again.
Apparently Benjamin and Gable's role now is to stop people from having fun. That is their, they don't want any tag teams having fun. So that's what their principles are right now. You know, not winning matches or winning the tag belts. Principle is to stop teams from having fun. Okay. So Fandango wore the headgear, the wrestling headgear, and tried to out-wrestle. Gable didn't happen. Breeze tried to do the same thing, didn't work for him. Fans, when Mojo is in, and you can't wrestle, Mojo goes, you think I care about being a wrestler?
You're supposed to.
Why?
Yeah, but have you seen him in the ring lately? I think he's right. I don't think he does care.
Then why should we?
Because if you don't, well, I'm changing the channel and watching The Walking Dead. Just for your match, though.
But why should we care about you then? Like, if you don't care about being a wrestler, why should we care about you? Just saying. Anyway, the perfect 10 cops won. So, man, what was amazing? Here's the most amazing part about Omega.
Mm-hmm.
There was a crowd.
So it's not like a Hardy situation where they're wrestling in front of 15 people.
Yeah, I know. It was like you had a full crowd. They actually had the lights on. You saw everybody, even the top section.
It's amazing.
People actually showed up early.
Or they waited till everyone was actually in the building.
Probably the latter.
Yeah, they started around like 7:45.
Wait. We come early? We get to see Mojo Rawley?
Wow, that gets me hyped.
Let me in the door right now.
Mojo Rawley.
Apparently, Ty Dillinger was with the fashion police as like a deputy in training.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I guess it works.
If you say so.
Makes me feel bad for the Ascension. But
well, I think that ran its course.
Still funny. It's still the best thing they've done in WWE.
Well, yeah, that's a given. But, you know, they never moved past it anyhow. So anyway, now let's go to the main show, where things actually mattered.
And shit happened.
Shinsuke Nakamura took on Rusev to open the show.
And what was it that you said to me, Rock, about this match?
Which part?
Basically overall. Shinsuke had a pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. This was basically Shinsuke Nakamura's best pay-per-view match since Bobby Roode last takeover last year.
And we were speculating a little bit about why that might be.
I think Rusev's really good. Call me crazy, but I think Rusev is good. I think he was over it. That helps. Because when he fought Baron Corbin, not so much.
Nobody looks good fighting Baron Corbin.
And Dolph was all about Dolph, so that really didn't help him there. So this was all about baking both men, and I thought it was really good.
You know, Rusev currently being the most over man in SmackDown, not named AJ Styles. AJ Smiles.
I don't think he would have gotten as far with that name.
What I like about Rusev and what he did on Twitter, he changed his name on Twitter to Duly Noted. In response to, Duly Noted, okay, where's my push? So that's the thing. So I thought the match was good. Anyone else have comments you want to add to this match?
I didn't get to see it yet.
I actually, personally, I liked this match, what I saw. It was very enjoyable, entertaining, for, you know, Shinsuke being in the WWE and not in New Japan. Not to be that guy intentionally, but yeah, you know, you mentioned it on Skype while we were chatting, Rock, during the match, and it was one of his one of Shinsuke's better WWE matches, and yeah, it was definitely because of his opponent, and you know, like definitely more so than maybe he's finally found a way, maybe he's finally found his way in WWE.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case, because well, he has a big matchup coming at WrestleMania. Not telling you who's fighting, but he has the title shot.
But I will be not the first one to say that. You know, like AJ Styles, yeah, he's fought New Japan and he's literally been all over the world, but having worked so long in TNA, way more familiar with the North American style than Shinsuke would have been, you know, coming over. And this is not the first time we've seen somebody who was an all-star in a another promotion or in their own country struggling to find his way once they've reached WWE.
Yeah. Here's something I noted in to you, Tim, during the match. And this is why we played the Major League intro tonight. So, you know, when Shinsuke screams, come on. Remember the movie?
Yeah, and then I think that's probably why it went into the back of my head. I wanted you to play that intro.
And remember the guy?
And I neglected to mention it to you, but okay. Fuck. Get out of my head, bitch.
Then you remember the scene where he goes, you have no marbles.
Yep.
That's what it reminded me of.
Where he walks kind of funny with his hands dangling below and between his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just cojones. Like,
anyway. Shinsuke Nakamura got the win.
Yay!
Up next, the United States title is on the line. Bobby Roode, Randy Orton.
Spoiler alert. I was shocked.
Why were you shocked, Tim?
I didn't expect what happened to happen.
You didn't expect these two men to have a pretty solid wrestling match?
I expected that. I didn't expect the outcome.
Yeah.
I totally did not see that coming.
I mean, this was a good match. They set the finish up throughout the match where Bobby Roode would go to the top rope, which is not something he would do often in, you know, regular matches. So it's like, they're building to something. But it could be for this match or something down the line where they're building to it. But build it for this match. They told a good story. They did not rush, which I thought was really good. Took their time. If you've ever seen a Randy Orton main event level style match, this was it. He actually cared. He actually tried. It was a good match. And then RKO out of nowhere. Randy Orton's the new U.S. champion.
And RKO was not out of nowhere.
Well, you know, sort of.
I'm so sick of that spot.
But they were building to it, so you knew it was coming.
I don't care if you build to it or not. Once you actually go to the spot, it looks like he's doing nothing. What was Bobby Roode doing?
A move.
What move?
A move. I don't know what move. A move. He was doing a move.
He's doing either the softest flying headbutt or the lamest frog splash ever.
Well, you know, they come up with ideas.
Yes, but please come up with a different one.
Can we say Christian did it better?
I call it the flying bullseye.
Good name for it.
Hit me right here.
That's a good name for it. So, yeah, this was a good match. And we have a new U.S. champion, I think. People were surprised. Tim was definitely surprised.
Like I was saying, that came, you know, like the RKO, that came out of nowhere. They just recently put the belt on Bobby. And the only thing that I can think of, well, let's give it to Randy at Fastlane. And then we have Bobby, coming, you know, for his title back at WrestleMania with the live music entrance.
Or they do something worse.
What?
Well, after the match, your boy, Jinder Mahal, shows up and attacks Randy Orton. Bobby Roode makes a save, lays out both men.
Yeah, it's going to be a three-way for the U.S. title.
I mean, if it wasn't evident before,
mm-hmm.
It is very evident now.
Is it a case of they're going to put the title back on, put the U.S. title on Jinder, and this is the only way they could get people to actually buy that it was going to happen?
Does anyone want to see Jinder Mahal as United States champion?
You could have ended that sentence just at Jinder Mahal.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because Rox is a friend of mine. And
Yes, you're biased.
Yeah.
I'm not. Go away.
No, I'd go nowhere.
I wasn't asking you.
We're asking Tim.
Okay, I stay.
You stay. I think Jinder's getting the belt. I don't want it. I don't think anyone wants it. But apparently it's going to be a thing. Maybe. Hopefully not. Hopefully Randy keeps the belt.
No. Wasn't this where I said they can insert Jinder into a WrestleMania match without blinking, but they can't find anything for Cena?
Well, you see, Cena's very particular of what he does at WrestleMania. I mean,
If he just come out and interrupt a match, it'd be one thing. But he actually tries to go through the proper channels, which is his mistake.
Yeah. Cena makes many mistakes, but that was one of them.
I mean, as we'll see later in the night, the way you get a WrestleMania match is to just go and fuck shit up.
Yep. We'll get to that here in a minute. Backstage, Kevin Owens was talking to was interrupted by Sami Zayn. Sami wanted to say, I'm your guardian angel, I'm here for you. And Kevin Owens wanted no part of it. None whatsoever. So, that's a thing. Then it led to Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Carmella and Natalya. It was an okay match.
The number one thing, and like, don't say anything about me bringing this up, but it's just a simple observation. It just seems like Carmella is begging for a major wardrobe malfunction wearing that singlet.
Apparently it happened.
Right after I said that to you on Skype.
I don't know if it did. That's still what the Twitter scuttlebutt is. It happened.
Well, there was a little bit of underboob.
Oh my God, underboob? That's what people... Oh,
well, you got to be careful because there might be moss growing down there or something. You never know.
We're now calling, you know, wardrobe malfunctions underboob. Is that where... Okay, never mind.
No, we're calling underboob wardrobe malfunctions.
That's what I'm saying. We're at that stage of, in the game now. Underboob is the wardrobe... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If it's not a nip slip, it's not a wardrobe malfunction.
There are standards on the internet.
It has to be a Chris Stratus.
I'm on, whoa. I'm on YouTube. No, there isn't.
It has to be a Trish Stratus first ever Women's Royal Rumble over the top battle royal nip slip to count. Everybody missed that.
Okay. So, yeah. See, you can see what Tim pays attention to on the dark web. Yeah.
It wasn't that dark.
It was very plain to see. Yeah. Anyway. So there's that. Carmella and Becky Lynch won. There was a leg drop off the top rope or some dive off the top rope, and the cameraman on the other side was trying to get the shot of it. But
I'm going to interrupt you right there. Who won?
Carmella and Natalya. I mean.
Thank you.
Anyway. What I was trying to say was, Becky did a move off the top rope. They were trying to get the camera shot, but the cameraman had to adjust and move around Carmella's ass. Like, you saw the zoom in shot of her ass, and then they moved around. You could see what the cameraman was looking at first. The
cameraman's a pervert.
I mean, it was very clear and evident.
No, it means the director in the back's a pervert.
Well, yeah, that too. Cameraman, I guess, just benefits.
Yeah, pretty much. So, there you go. Then we had the Usos versus New Day for the tag team titles. Man, oh man, I think we've seen this matchup before. I don't know when, but I think we've seen this match once or twice. I don't know.
Maybe a dozen times, or at least it feels like that.
Feels like it. They know each other so well that they're out there hitting each other's finishing moves like 7 minutes into this match.
This is what happens when you set up a match in WWE 2K18 and switch their move sets with each other beforehand.
Yeah.
Be honest, kind of fun.
Yeah, it was fine. It wasn't bad. It was just, you know, it is what it is. And then there was a big dive to the outside, and the Bludgeon Brothers arrive. They come out, do their full entrance, and they just beat on everybody.
And I'm sorry, those Warhammers that they're carrying don't look fake at all.
No, they don't. They're supposedly 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot of cardboard.
Someone on commentary said it was pure iron hammers. Probably not.
Maybe iron weed.
But at least they used them.
So there was yes. And the WWE Triple H taught me how to do this method.
The one spot where Rowan is going to hit, I think it was one of the Usos, he misses, but Harper's right there. As the Uso got up to hit him with a clothesline, and knocked him over the barricade to the outside of into the crowd. I enjoyed the beatdown. They did a double, I guess, powerbomb spot to Woods on the steel steps, where he just was there convulsing for a very long time.
That whole beatdown was very booty.
This is why I never tell Tim things ever again. Anyway,
until he tells me next time.
Learning my lesson.
I warned you I was going to do that.
I know. And I said, hey.
And you said, well, maybe not. And I'm like, nah, fuck you. I'm still doing it.
Tried to stop it.
And failed miserably.
Really tried to stop it. Anyway.
You know you can't stop it at this point.
I can say this. If you want a bootyful review of the Book of Booty, tune into the special edition of the Rack Extra, available Tuesday, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
That's it.
Anyway. I enjoyed the beatdown. They later confirmed that Woods suffered some sort of spine contusion after all his convulsing.
Sure he did.
Yeah, that was the thing. So, enjoyable match, right?
Yeah, I had fun with it.
And the beatdown was good, and I guess we're getting another three-way at WrestleMania.
They're just stacking up the multi-man matches this time.
I know.
Well, everybody's got to get a payday.
Yeah, but it's like a five-hour show.
With maybe two battle royals.
They're going to be some really short matches at WrestleMania, guys.
or a really long 2-hour pre-show. In front of 10 people, we'll see one of these battle royals. Anyway, I say we take a break, Tim.
Why don't we take our first, last, and only timeout of the evening, everybody? You're listening to the Fastlane Review Show right here on WTR Sunday Night, simulcast on the iTunes TuneIn app. Absolutely free. It's also on Android as well as iTunes. Just search, you know, the stores for TuneIn, and then find us Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us wherever you are on the go. We'll be back right after this.
Want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/Rack Radio Show.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes.
Dude, the Godfather of
dying. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Am I gonna pack a Camel
light? Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go.
I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
No, no, no.
Steve, man.
Somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, it's fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
About to fly out by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... Midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
On a special edition of the Rack Extra, the stars of HGTV's hit series, Flipper Flop Las Vegas, Bristol and Aubrey, join the show to talk all things Season 2.
I love the break stuff. I like the demo. I like the beginning. The beginning stage where we walk in and we make that initial plan, I like to get right to work.
Check out a special edition of the Rack Extra with HGTV's Bristol and Aubrey, available Tuesday at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio Live. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network because he doesn't take his
five
cue.
Minutes. 5 minutes.
We are streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network or on Periscope as well. At Wild
I was
Talk
just,
Radio.
Hey, come on. I was just waiting for Charlotte to show up. That's all.
Uh huh.
I was here the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I was.
Up next, it was the SmackDown Women's title on the line. Charlotte Flair defending against Ruby Riott. There was no Riott squad to start, but they would later show up in the match. You had Becky and Naomi then try to counteract them. Some point they all got tossed, and the matchup itself was pretty good. What do you guys think?
I think the match was actually ultimately better than I expected. I'm still not sold on Ruby Riott being at that level.
Why aren't you sold on her?
I just haven't been. It just comes across to me like they're trying to knock off Paige with Ruby sometimes.
I don't
see that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's consistent, but I just there are times I get flashes of that is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's one opinion. I made this point on Thursday on the Rack. I can sort of see where Ruby Riott's going to be in her career. Mm-hmm. She's never going to be the top heel, right? But she's always going to be a nice little foil for everybody on the roster, which is nothing wrong with being in that role. I kind of compared her to the role Ivory had back in the day, where she was like the number. She had a little run in Right to Censor, but every other point, she was just sort of the foil at points to different characters.
Yeah, Ivory was kind of like the number four heel.
Three or four, yeah. She was always there. She would always do something, but she was never the main focus except for that one little period in Right to Censor. And I think that would be a pretty good role for her, especially with all these women. I think that's a pretty good role. It's basically the role Natty's had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see her take over that Natty role in the future.
Mm.
At least that's my thought.
I don't know, maybe.
What do you think, Omega?
I don't know. It's a little early to say right now. I'm still trying to figure out where Tim sees a page on it.
The hair and the tattoo. I don't
know. One's goth and the other one's punk. You know, like I can't tell them apart. It's all this.
I said flashes.
It's all this shit that teenage girls go through a pagan phase.
Pagan.
Charlotte did a moonsault off the barricade, which was interesting. Overall, this match was very enjoyable. Finish was nice. There was like this backwards head scissor spot where Ruby's head got smacked into the top turnbuckle, ate a spear, and then the figure eight. Enjoy this match.
Yeah, this was a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was entertaining. Of course, we had the interference, the run-in, and the double ejection.
Yeah, which was expected. So
sometimes predictable isn't bad.
Not necessarily. I wanted shenanigans in this match.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to see these two women fight again.
Of course, it might be a little bit before we get that.
And why is that, Omega?
Well, someone decided to make her presence known after the match, because at long last, Asuka has chosen.
And boy, what a surprise.
She chose Ember Moon. No? Not Ember Moon? Okay.
challenge for the NXT title. I'm going back. Fuck this main roster shit.
Going back to the feud that everyone cared about. No, she came out. She made her choice. She pointed out the sign. Now we all know, even though we could figure it out ourselves, Corey Graves had to point it out step by step. What this means, it's Asuka and Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. I'm okay. I'm cool with this.
It was not something that, if for us, came out of left field. We were expecting it. We were waiting for it.
Yeah.
It happened. And it's like, all right, now it's official.
Yeah, because they're not going to have her and Ronda on the same roster, and it's going to be next WrestleMania before those two paths cross.
Yep, easiest way to get them apart, move her to SmackDown, fight for that belt.
Plus, when you're running a gimmick like Asuka, where the gimmick is she's never been defeated, you need a fresh crop of victims. She's kind of fresh out of those on Raw.
Just a little bit, yes. That's your WrestleMania matchup for SmackDown Women's title, Charlotte and Asuka. Don't think anyone's going to complain. Then again,
Carmella, stay at home. Leave the briefcase at home. Don't even try it. You will die.
It would.
That go ahead, was. Tim. I was just going to say, that is something that I'm curious about. How long does she have until she cashes that thing in?
Till Money in the Bank, about 3 more months.
Okay.
What would be the most interesting thing is we build up Asuka for all this time and have Carmelo cash in and be the one to end the streak of WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
No.
It would be out of nowhere and amusing. I wouldn't say it's a...
You could take the Seth Rollins approach and have her make it a triple threat and keep her from pinning Asuka.
Mm-hmm. You could have Asuka continue to chase. I mean, those are all scenarios.
Yeah, well, that way Asuka can say, never been pinned.
Yeah, so all scenarios that could happen. So we'll see what happens to WrestleMania. Now it's on to the main event, the six-pack challenge for the WWE Championship. AJ Styles, John Cena, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. So you get an AA, and then you get an AA, and then you get an AA.
Everybody gets an AA!
It's the only move I've got. Boom.
Except for AJ Styles. He caught on. He was smart. No, I'm not going to run at John Cena. AJ went, yeah, I'll start running and then I'll stop. Because I'm smart. I know what's going on here. And that's what happened. And then everyone came back. They took out John Cena.
5-on-1 beatdown.
And then, so at points we just had different, you know, singles matches going on while everyone else sort of, I guess, laid around ringside.
Pretty much.
So a lot of how these matches go. Oh, I gotta wait 3 minutes from a spot. Time for a nap.
Then we all started brawling. Corbin and Ziggler brawled into the crowd. There was a cross check into the boards because hockey. And conveniently, the VR camera is right by the spot. So go get the app. You'll see the footage of the virtual reality of the cross check into the boards. So if you notice, on top of the ring post, there are actual cameras. And at ringside, those were the VR cameras, just so people are aware.
Almost like you would have the 3D. Yeah, you have the 3D experience.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah, so you can pay $800 for your front row ticket, $1,600 for the special events, and or you can just download the app. This is what it looks like.
Yeah, so we're all starting to brawl, and everything's going crazy. We're brawling on the outside. Tables are being, you know, torn apart. John Cena sees a table. He sees a Kevin Owens. He puts Kevin Owens up on his shoulders on top of the table, goes for the AA. No, Kevin Owens escapes. AJ Styles comes out of nowhere. Gets caught, gets put through an announce table, which leads to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn face to face.
Oh, Sami, just lay down like you promised you would.
Well, he.
I like this spot so much.
It was great. He took his sweet ass time to lay down on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens is like, "Can I trust him?" And I really trust him.
And ultimately,
no.
Well, Kevin reacted first because he pulled him up, so that was Sami's reaction to, you know, go for the pin because he was gonna lay down, but Kevin was undecisive.
Yeah, and this is what I like about this is that Kevin decided not to trust Sami, so we don't know now if Sami really was going to lay down or not,
or if Sami's whole thing was just planned for that inside cradle.
You never know. So Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn fight. It is always awesome.
Yeah, fight forever.
Fight Forever. It's a thing. And then we're back on the outside. Sami Zayn looks over. Shane McMahon, who's sitting at ringside in a chair. Daniel Bryan's out off to at a family function. That was the excuse for not being there. Family function. Pay-per-view night, family function.
Yeah, they just signed up for the network for a trial.
Mm-hmm. Sami is arguing with Shane. Sami moves. Shane McMahon eats a super kick from Kevin Owens. Was the kick meant for Sami, or was it meant always for Shane McMahon? No one will know. No one will ever know.
No one will cop to it.
Then we get back in the ring a little bit. Kevin Owens goes for a pop-up powerbomb, hits it. One, two.
Wait a minute.
What?
Shane has something to say about that.
Yes, he does. He pulls out the referee. Why, Shane? Why?
How long can you actually do this before he gets fired for this?
Then Sami Zayn takes advantage with a haluva kick out of nowhere to Kevin Owens. One, two.
Wait a minute. Shane has something to say about this.
He pulls out the referee again.
How are you still employed?
Sami.
Oh my god, he's a McMahon.
Why? He's been fired before.
Well, yeah.
In real life and in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, why'd you pull Sami out?
Because he does not like Sami Zayn.
Sami didn't kick you.
Sami set him up for the kick.
But it would have fucked over Kevin. It's so much worse. He just let him take the pin.
But Shane McMahon does not like Sami Zayn either. He doesn't deserve the opportunity. That's the storyline.
Kevin Owens isn't the one who just knocked his teeth down his throat.
It doesn't matter. He's been a thorn in his side since he pulled Kevin off the table back at Hell in a Cell.
Sami moved out of the way on purpose so Shane would take the kick. That's all there is to it. Ask Shane. Shane will say that, maybe.
So after all that confusion, Cena runs wild with AAs. Even one onto the steps.
Can we already do this?
The lightest pin ever. The steps. He's sort of pinning. Was it Baron Corbin? I think. He's like just lightly pinning him. Like, all right, someone pick this up. Someone pick this up. It would eventually get broken up. And then Kevin Owens takes out Cena. Flying forearm. The phenomenal forearm out of nowhere. AJ Styles retains. Fun match.
Yeah, AJ got a nice long nap after the table spot.
Yeah.
Well, he had to rest up for the phenomenal forearm.
Mm-hmm. And then there were subtle things afterwards where Shane McMahon walks by Sami Zayn, looks at him, looks at Kevin Owens, very disappointed, sort of, or happy, don't know.
Something's got settled, and one of them is Shane McMahon is going to either be in a handicap match or a tag team match, and his opponents will be Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
And not Dolph Ziggler. Thank you, internet rumor, for not being true.
Nobody wants that. Watch him team up with Dolph Ziggler, though.
I mean, Dolph needs something to do.
Does he?
Does he really, though?
I mean, sort of.
How's that comedy career working out?
He's still wrestling, so I'm assuming not that great.
So, there was that. And, you know, Daniel Bryan could have been off getting cleared, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Would Daniel Bryan team up with Shane to take on Zayn and Owens? Would he?
He could.
It's always possible.
If he's not cleared for the ring, I would love to see him do that. Just hang out on the ring steps or just hang out on the apron the whole match. Mm-hmm. Never really get a chance to tag in. And then when he finally does, he lays down for Sami and 1, 2, 3, everyone run off.
Or AJ or Daniel's a special guest referee.
Yeah, I'm feeling Brian's going to be a ref for something. So
I just want this secret ROH alliance.
Could be a thing. Then AJ Styles is celebrating in the ring. Then have sad John Cena in the corner.
John still doesn't have an opponent or a match at WrestleMania.
Mopey John Cena.
Cena, disgusted, pushes the camera away. You know it's serious. He pushed the camera away. Don't show me. Don't show me. I'm sad. What will John Cena do now? He has no road to WrestleMania. Is John Cena going to be at WrestleMania? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, he could join the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I mean, that's always a possibility.
I mean, seriously, John.
There might not be an Andre the Giant.
Seriously, John. You wait until Shinsuke and AJ are in the ring together, face-offs, contract signing, whatever, and then you run out and shit on their dinner. I'm not sure if that's an allegory for anything, but
that might be a foreign concept to John because he doesn't play that game.
Well, he can talk to Randy about it.
Get some tips.
Get some tips. Anyway, that was your pay-per-view. Tim, pick 'em results.
People played pick 'em and some people got more points than others.
Enlightening.
Starting at the bottom, working up, random thing picker did absolutely shitty. Only had 3 matches to pick and got all of them wrong. So all alone in 16th. All alone in 15th is the Magic 8 Ball. One right, 4 wrong. And then following up in 14th, all by his little lonesome is Rob. He got two right and three wrong. And we have a tie for third place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 people tied for third place. 3 and 2. And that would be yours truly. Heartbreak Mike, Rock, Lynn's WWE 2K18, Lone Jobber, Starscream Josh, Michael Amy, Chris P, and Sheila P are all tied in third. We have a two-way tie for first place, Omega. You tied with, dramatic pause, Subway, 4 and 1. Believe it or not, yes, Subway got 4 right and 1 wrong.
Now, say, Omega, you were just a listener of this show. If this was WrestleMania, you would have won something. But this was not WrestleMania. You didn't win anything. But at WrestleMania, that's different.
Somebody gonna win some.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
This WrestleMania season has just become Bootyful. As we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty. One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Rack Radio Show. Submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day rocks! New Day rocks!
So there you go. Y'all can win the Book of Booty, signed by the New Day.
Fancy.
Isn't that awesome? St. Martin's Press must like us. They give us lots of shit to give away.
They do.
Yeah.
They like me.
They obviously don't listen to any of our shows.
They like me. They really like me.
Okay,
so yeah.
Sally Field.
So there you go. Book of Booty giveaway. You can win a copy signed by the New Day themselves. Awesome.
All I got to do is win.
That's all you gotta do. All you got to do. Simple as that. Give you more details as the weeks come on when they announce the full card and we'll, you know, have things going on. So there you go. That's our show, Tim.
That is. And before we say goodnight, we're just going to tell you what's going on this week. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, the Raw Post Show.
Yes, Raw Post Show. Will there be a dead man? Will John Cena have a road to WrestleMania? We'll find out. Raw Post Show this Monday, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
There will not be a dead man. Undertaker is not wrestling at WrestleMania. He's retired. It's over. It's done with. Move on. Tuesday night, another episode on twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show of WTR's Championship Professional Wrestling.
Yes, go watch last week's episode. Did not air live, but is available at youtube.com/Rack Radio Show.
I didn't actually have a match in that one last week.
But you were there.
But it was a recap of me kicking the crap out of Kenny Omega.
And then the ending. You were part of the ending. I don't know if you saw the ending.
I don't remember if I saw the ending.
Maybe you should go check out youtube.com/Rock Radio Show to see the ending.
Is that where I'll find the ending?
Yes.
Yeah, if people follow Twitter, would they be able to find a link to it on the Twitter?
It was posted, yes.
Yeah, all you got to do is follow. See, that was the lead-in for the plug, Rock. You just got to follow Wild Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, and you'll be kept up to date on everything going on in the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Also on the Twitter machine. Follow both on Facebook if you're still into that thing. Facebook is slowly becoming the MySpace of 2018. But facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Speaking about following, follow me on Twitter if you haven't done so yet. I follow back all wrestling and hockey fans at Flames Forums.
Tim just forgot about Thursdays and Saturdays. It's okay.
No, I haven't, because there's a special thing going on with Thursday night. It's the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show. But this coming week, there's not just one program from The Rack.
That's a lot.
Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. So let's start from the beginning. Last week, we dropped The Rock Extra Reviews, the WWE Ultimate Superstar Guide. That is available now. The author really loved our review. It's tremendous. It's 208 pages of utter goodness. They love that. So check that review out. It's available now. Tuesday, you not get one show, you get two shows from The Rack. First, you get, you know, the book we just mentioned, The Book of Booty? The Rack Extra Reviews, The Book of Booty, will be available on Tuesday. If that isn't big enough. We got to speak to the stars of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Las Vegas, Bristol and Aubrey. They're on a special edition of The Rack Extra, available on Tuesday, just ahead of the premiere of the show on Thursday. Check that out. Then we'll do the live show where we'll review Fastlane, SmackDown, NXT, and all the news you can handle at The Rack on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr. We're there. Search Rack Radio Show, rackradioshow.com. There you go.
Okay, now that you're done, we will plug CB Radio on Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it. It's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, the show that walks across the train tracks looking for the body of the kid that got run over by the train.
Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did pizza toppings. See how far kangaroo went. This Saturday night, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, Irish people in the Greater Than Grey debate. Saturday night, midnight, FC Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Yeah, and for those who missed it completely, that was a reference to the movie Stand By Me.
Omega, do you have some plugs?
In fact, I do. For everything I do, you can generally find it under one name, unless you want to follow me over on Facebook, in which case you need to look for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the YouTube channel that is loaded with content and always more on the way. There is the Twitter account, where I try to be a wise ass and post amusing pictures of stuff. And there is TJOmega.net for all of the stuff that YouTube does not like me posting there.
YouTube's a bunch of bastards.
No, they don't really get what fair use is. Kinda
sucks. No, they just let other people tell them what fair use isn't, whether it's correct or not.
Make sure you follow all the social medias, as Tim mentioned earlier, because you never know what we'll post or what other surprises we have up in store for you on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and he's not here. We told him to go to bed because he's feeling pretty sick. Apparently, he's got the stomach flu, and the Randy Orton Bobby Roode match made him throw up. So we said go to bed. It's Heartbreak Mike. He's on Twitter. Throw him a follow. If you haven't done so yet, do it, because if you don't, I'll reach through the speakers of your computer and bitch slap you. And his handle is at the WTR Oreo. And if he's doing other shit, I don't know. But next Sunday night, we're back to our normal time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. Good night.
Subconscious boys working overtime, boys. Kings of the South, we never had nothing. Blue collar boys do it with their hands muddy. No, they don't want none. Ho, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. Ain't looking scared, no, they don't really want none. No, they don't want none. Ho, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. No, they don't want none. Ain't looking scared, no, they don't really want none.
RockAuto.com.